typical murderers. Some plan their crimes meticulously, while others kill on impulse.
It's Jason Voorhees.
Fred Krueger, Mother. Fred Krueger!
It is time, Michael.
When there is no more room in hell.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
The dead.
What's your favorite scary movie?
We'll walk the earth.
I'm eternal, child. I am the eater of no
tears, please. It's a waste of good suffering.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
The boogeyman is real.
Here's Johnny.
The blackest eyes.
Every year.
The devil's eyes.
Don't fall asleep.
It's got a death curse.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Death Curse Radio. I'm your host, Nathan Barker, and joining me tonight is Kenton Mullins.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And Ben D'Alley.
Hey, how's it going?
Now for tonight's episode. Today officially marks the first day of October, always my favorite month of the year for obvious reasons. I really fucking get tired of summer and, of course, love the fall weather. And our favorite holiday, if you will, of course, I'm referring to October 31st. That's right. Finally, Halloween will be here soon. October is a big month for us this year. And with the new Halloween film coming out 40 years later, releasing on October 18th. And of course, we have Tales from the Hood 2 actually being released tomorrow, October 2nd, which I have definitely really been looking forward to. And we will certainly be covering very, very soon. I absolutely love that first one and cannot wait to see what they brought us with all the bullshit going on in the world these days. I mean, hell, they might as well just keep cranking them out the way they like to hit on hot topics in the first one and so on and so forth. And also today marks the release date for the highly anticipated Halloween fan film, The Spirit of Haddonfield, brought to you by writer and director Renee Rivas from Renee Rivas Productions. And as some of you are aware, I am actually associate producer on this project, along with Sean Richards, who brought you the Friday the 13th Part 3 Memoriam documentary that you can actually watch for free on old Ben here on his YouTube channel, Friday the 13th Network. So head on over to that and check it out if you haven't already seen it. And we all just can't wait to watch this passion project for The Spirit of Haddonfield. I've just been seeing such great things about it. The community has just responded very well, and it will actually be available for free on YouTube tonight, actually. So drop us some lines. Let us know what you thought. Help us spread the word and just share. We definitely would appreciate that. And, of course, Renee will be on the show very soon also to discuss his passion project. And it is a short. It's about 20 minutes long. So check it out as soon as you can and let us know what you think. So that sort of gives you an idea of what to expect coming up from us here at Death Curse Radio. So moving on with tonight's show. Now, earlier this year, we actually discussed our thoughts on the first Halloween trailer that we've seen and things that we basically had known, knew up to that point. And now that we'll finally be able to watch the film here in basically a couple weeks, and with all the information that has been thrown out between that episode that we did a while back, and then, of course, now, and with the second trailer that was released a few weeks ago, we thought we would go ahead and discuss our final thoughts on what we know and what we have seen so far. And, of course, we will definitely discuss the film after the official release date as well. Now, this film, I think, is really going to bring in the numbers and the money. There's absolutely no doubt. I mean, 40 years, John Carpenter, JLC, I get it. I'm a super huge Halloween film, Halloween fan myself, but I just want to kick things off and say that all the nonstop bullshit about the fucking Tots mask and what about this and what about that with the hardcore Myers fans, it's almost soured me. I'm just beyond sick of scrolling through social media, and like every third post, I swear it's seeing rants from some of these online clowns, and it's just fucking just absolutely irritating. And there's so many people in the horror community who have always said how much drama there is with the hardcore Myers fans, and compared to the hardcore Friday 13th fans, the Nightmare fans, the TCM fans, and there's no doubt that this is a clear example. I mean, I just have to shake my head at some of the bullshit that I see. And I don't even have my copy of the Tots mask yet. But when it gets here, it's going to be hard for me to not to want to light the fucking thing on fire. I mean, I'm kidding. Well, sort of. Now, Kent and I had a little joke, and I don't know. Should we tell him, Kent?
Yeah, I think we should go all in. Let them know what we were going to do.
Yeah, this is what potentially was going to happen. Now, where I happened to be at a few weeks ago when we were on a rant about the fucking Tots mask, I thought, you know, I'm just going to make a couple stops where I happened to be at the time. There was a Party City and a Spirit, and there was a couple of them within reason. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and head on over to these stores. And if they have one on the shelf, I'll go ahead and pick one up. And I told Ken, I'm like, you know what? I'm so fucking sick and tired of hearing about this goddamn mask. I just want to light it on fire. I just want to set the fucking thing on fire and just throw the video out there and just see what the clowns have to say about it. I mean, I don't care. They can lynch me in town square. I don't give a shit. It would probably, at that point in time, I think it would have just made me feel better to just watch this fucking thing burn just because of all the nonsense behind it. So I go to the stores. They don't have one. And of course, you can't just buy one and have it shipped to you in 3 to 5 days because all the back order shit, which is great because that just shows that the popularity is there. So I get it. But it's just, I think some of the listeners will know what we're talking about when I guess basically we'll say enough is enough. So, Kent, you want to talk about our little joke, if you will?
Well, yeah, we were just going to we were going to burn one of the Tots masks and record it and post it. But I'm not entirely sure that. With the fanboying that's going on with that thing right now around the Halloween community, we wouldn't have been lynch mobbed at the next convention that we showed up at. But as it stands right now, on the boards and like the web pages, the horror pages, it reminds me of that scene in one of the early seasons of South Park when all of the guys are naked in a tile, just jerking each other off and gangbanging and like. Going down on each other. That's what the Tots mask guys are. They're just all naked in a pile.
My God.
There's just semen everywhere, and they're jerking each other off, and there's Tots hair all over their faces, and just it's just every other post, man. And it has the potential to be a good looking mask, and I've seen some overhauls on it that do look really good, and you know, I guess for the price, it's a pretty good deal because. But nonetheless, if you've seen one, you've seen them all. Like, we only needed one picture of one mask, and we got a pretty good idea of what the rest are going to look like. And it's honestly, like you said, it's almost ruined my excitement for the movie. Like, I might just wait for it to come out on Blu-ray now.
Right. Well, it is. It's just fucking sickening. And I get it that people are passionate about Halloween, and I am too, but I mean... enough is enough. When does it just get to the point of ridiculousness where are you that big of a clown that you just don't get tired of seeing the same shit? I mean, I don't know. I don't, at what point do you have to throw in the towel and say, I just think this is beyond fucking ridiculous. And it's gotten to that point to like, what was that about 3 weeks ago when I said, you know what, if they do have one, I'm going to light that motherfucker on fire in the parking lot. Like, it's like, seriously. And then you're like, I'll pay half. And it's like, okay, like I'm on a mission now. So at that point in time, I probably would have, I would have set it on fire just to piss people off. I mean, why the hell not? Everybody's fucking offended about everything anyway. So they might as well be offended that I lit a fucking Tots mask on fire.
The funniest part is like, come like February or March, you know, a couple months after the movie has been released or around the time that it's out on Blu-ray or DVD, those fucking things are going to be a dime a dozen. Like, they're going to be everywhere, and you're going to be able to get them for nothing.
Right. Well, and it's funny because some of the posts I've seen, there was one in particular where I don't remember the person, just a random post where they were showing their mask, and it had a droopy eye. The eye hole cut was all fucked up on it, and it did. It looked like absolute shit. And of course, it's like you're in such anticipation of getting this mask, and then you finally do, and it looks like he has some fucking.
Looks like he had a fucking stroke.
Yeah, it looks like he had a fucking stroke. And it's like, oh my God. I just laughed. I'm like, I can't help but laugh because of just so much nonsense behind it. And it is a great mask. Now, I'll be honest, I don't own any of the other Tots masks. I own nothing, absolute zero from Tots right now, but I will be eventually getting one of the 2018 masks because I think it is great for what it is. And right off the movie sculpt. So, and of course I'll end up having it rehauled or whatever, but it's just like right now, if one were sitting outside, I almost still have that fury from seeing all the bullshit day in, day out of still kind of wanting to light it on fire. Now come February, I probably won't, you know what I mean? So it's kind of one of those things where I'm glad that I don't have mine right now. It's better to just let the frustration of seeing all the bullshit about it just kind of go to the wayside. Cause right now, even if I did have it and it was a great copy, I wouldn't even have it on display. It would be in the closet because I just am just over it right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I won't be having one because I don't collect masks. I make them, you know, every day. And it's like one of those things where, if you work at KFC, you don't want to eat chicken. Like right. I've never been a mask collector. I've always just made masks and busts, and I've never been one to collect them. I sold what few I did have completely off, like probably a year and a half ago. And for now, it's just 8x10s and posters for me. But even if I did, like you, I won't be getting one anytime soon. It'll be whenever I can get one for like $35 at a fucking Whorehound or, you know, Mask Fest or Scarefest or something like that.
Well, I mean, I'll have one before that. I'll pay the regular price. I don't give a shit. It's just, like I said, the drama that is just engulfed this particular mask and just, oh my God, I don't even know where to start or end with it because it's just been just thrown in your face. You almost have to say, I'm going to stay the fuck off of social media today because of Halloween. Halloween is like ruining social media, almost not ruining it, but you just have to like unfollow or mute or whatever, because it's just so in your face everywhere you go. And then of course with, and like I said, I get it. People are passionate and I am too, but I'm not, I guess, I mean, I'm a super fan, but I mean, at what point do you just want to be like, I've heard enough about this. Let's just wait till the movie's out and we can watch it. And then we'll talk again. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like there should be a cutoff date of you're not allowed to talk about it from October 1st until the 18th. There should almost be like a rule about that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Between the mask and also the speculations of the film based on what they've seen in the trailers, that annoys the fuck out of me too. Between the Halloween banter and the Kavanaugh and Ford trial that's going on, I just want to not even fucking be on social media right now at all. So I've been, like today, I've just been watching movies and hanging out with my family. And that's literally because of those two reasons, a big part of why I'm not being super active on social media lately.
Oh, I get it. Because there's just so much bullshit going on. Like that's why I said about the Tales from the Hood movies. You know, they like to, the original film, they like to pick on some things that were hot at the time. And with all the bullshit going on in the world now, if they really wanted to grab onto some things that are hot, they could make a whole shit load of those movies. And right now would be the perfect time to do that with all everybody being offended and all the, just the nonsense going on out there. But yeah, you're right with those couple things. And of course the fucking Bill Cosby bullshit, this, that, and the third. Yeah. It's hard to even scroll through social media and not want to just gouge your fucking eyes out. So anyways, Ben, I can't remember, were you in on the joke or you were part of the conversation, but I can't remember whether you were on board or not.
Well, yeah. You know, if you want to burn it, I know a perfect YouTube channel, the Friday 13th Network, and we will gladly host that video. Right. You know, Jason has no problem taking care of that. But
that's what I think I said I was going to do, actually, was put a Jason costume on and then throw that fucker in a fire pit.
Oh, yeah. And that's perfect, man. Really, I think the Tots mask, it really hasn't ruined social media for me really that much. I think it's good publicity for the film, you know, and we'll take that as horror fans and Halloween fans. It's October, you know, we expect it. Just like on Friday the 13th, you know, you're going to see Jason everywhere on social media, so Michael Myers is coming if you like it or not. But I really don't, you know, the last Halloween film was 2009, I believe, or 2007 with Rob Zombie. And I know we had Facebook and social media was around, but really not as big as it is right now.
No, not at all.
So definitely this is, you know, the first Halloween film we're getting with this type of social media. Everybody with their smartphones, it's everywhere. You know, you can walk into the store and people are snapping pictures of the fucking mask, and it really is everywhere. And I wouldn't say it's ruined it for me. I'm still pretty excited to see the film, of course, but I don't know. I did see a video on YouTube. I know a week or so ago, somebody had the Tots mask. They actually repainted it and it looked way better. So I don't know, but you know, we haven't even seen the film yet. People, this is all just by trailers and shit. So it's a lot of really, people are really, you know, banking on this film to be something special. And I hope it is as a horror fan, but I know Kent had said in a last episode, I think it would be fucking hilarious for the film to come out and just suck. So all these people that ordered this mask are just, I think that would, you know, I hope it doesn't as a horror fan and a Halloween fan, but it would be pretty
funny. That would almost be a better movie going experience for me.
Just laughing, yeah. You know, but
I mean, it's definitely not going to suck. We know that. And I've seen the screen use. Well, you guys seen the screen use mask too, right? I've seen it a couple times.
I took a few pictures of it.
Right. Exactly. And like I said, the Tots mask is a great purchase for that. And I've seen some that were rehauled too, and they look incredible. And like I said, for being able to get one off the screen sculpt, I mean, that's what better blank essentially to start with than that. So yeah, I mean, I say that it's kind of ruined it, or me, Kent and I say it's kind of ruined it, but that, I mean, we're venting obviously just because it's so overwhelming. And you're right, Ben, back in 2007 and even 2009 for that matter, social media really wasn't huge. Yeah, there was Facebook or whatever. I don't even remember what year Facebook started, but I know that like that 07, 09 range, there wasn't a ton of people on it like now, like fucking everybody's on it. So, and back even Friday the 13th, 2009, right about the same thing. I mean, there's not a ton of people on social media like there is today. So maybe it is strictly because of that, that we haven't really gotten anything real blockbuster that's, I guess, had a chance for the mega fans to really kind of see what reactions we're going to get. But I know goddamn well, as deep as I am in the Friday the 13th community and with some other things, that the Friday fans don't act like that. I mean, Kent, you've agreed with me when I've said before that a lot of general horror fans will say that the hardcore Myers fans are just, I don't know how to say this. They're like, they're different. They're fucking serious. And not that the other fans aren't serious, but it's a different type of seriousness. So do you want to comment on that a little bit before we move on?
You know, I've been doing busts and props and masks for a long time now, and I've done Hellraiser from Nightmare on Elm Street to Friday the 13th, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I've done a little bit of it all. And I have never really even touched on the Halloween community for that reason right there. I have no desire to deal with them. It's not all of them. I've got good friends that are huge into the Halloween community that are awesome dudes. But there is a larger percentage, it seems, of that particular community that are douchebags, and they're like you said, they're just really serious, and I'm not a serious person at all, and I have no desire to be around anybody like that. And I'm into this stuff because I enjoy it. I'm into it because you know, these are my people, and those are not my people.
No, and
for that reason, I haven't even dipped my finger into that community, like proper mask wise, for that reason specifically.
Yeah. And I don't blame you on that. And remember me sending you some of the screenshots of some of the online rants of these people just losing their fucking mind and just typing all sorts of, you know, you remember those screenshots I sent you the other day?
Yeah. It's like upset. It's like unhealthy.
Right. Right. It's like literally, like, you need to be institutionalized. You have something wrong with you. This is not normal behavior over a fucking Michael Myers mask or something that was seen in the trailer. I mean, come on. I don't know what it is, but everybody seems like, I guess, guys like you and I, like I said, I'm a mega fan, but I don't act like that. So I don't really know what it is that drives that particular crowd to kind of be as serious and just harsh. I'm trying to be polite here. I guess we don't have to be polite.
No, don't be polite. Fuck them.
Exactly. It's fucking ridiculous. They need to grow the fuck up, because it's almost like I don't even want to be in the same goddamn boat as some of these other fans are. It just makes the Halloween fans just look like a bunch of dickwads. I mean, some of these people just really need to step the fuck back. I mean, come on. Like I said,
you and me both, and Ben, we have good, awesome, amazing friends that are huge in the Halloween community. And I'd do anything in the world for those guys, but there is a higher percentage of people in that specific community that are just fucking douchebags. I don't know why. It's weird.
Well, probably because they had to deal with Halloween 5 and 6. You know what I mean? 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, like I said, I mean, greatness is there with 1 and 2, but when you're that big of a Myers fan, and then you really get dicked over, and you motherfuck Halloween 3 because there is no Myers, and then you get stuck with 4, 5, and 6, and then the Rob Zombie, or I'm sorry, then you, H2O, I'll give it that, but then you got to deal with Resurrection and then Rob Zombie. I mean, they got shit on, so maybe they're just fucking mad. I don't know. Maybe we'll just leave it at that. So, you got anything you want to throw in there about the hardcore Myers fans before we get into to what we know about the film there, Benny?
Did they remind me of Star Wars fans? I know you and Kent aren't big Star Wars fans, but you know, they will release a trailer and show one fucking spaceship or something, and they're just whiny little bitches.
Right.
And, oh, that doesn't match up to, you know, the right fucking color and all this. It's whatever. So, really, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, they're passionate, I guess, in their own way. I 100% agree with you, though, Friday fans. Friday, everything is better. Cast, crew, fans, all the way around. But I mean, when you have how many timelines does Halloween, and now how many with this new film are they going to have different, 3-4 different fucking timelines? So it is what it is, but I don't.
Well, and here's the thing with the Friday fans. Okay. There's a lot of people out there that have discussed for the latter films, and I get it. I won't disagree with you. You're entitled to your own opinion, and it is what it is. Now, there's more Friday films, so yeah, we're going to have a few in there that you probably don't really care for. With Halloween, there's not as many films, and unfortunately, the majority of those just don't really hold up compared to the first two. And like I said, H2O was its own beast, and Rob Zombies was its own beast. And we're going to discuss the Rob Zombie films later, so I'm not going to get into those. But that's a whole separate situation, the Rob Zombie. But if you just go the first Halloween through even H2O, most people are going to say that, like, I'm a huge Halloween fan, but I still will not give credit where it's not due. I'm not going to be like, yeah, they're great films, because they're not, because they are. There is some disappointment there. So, but I don't think that that's what generates the attitude and just the general way that they, you know, handle themselves on social media. So, yeah, I guess, no, I'm not a Star Wars fan, but you saying the comparison to Star Wars fans, yeah, I know exactly what you mean by that. And that's probably the closest comparison for the ones that we're specifically talking about now. So,
you know, I was sitting here thinking about fandoms of, and now that I think about it, like every franchise has its, it kind of brings out a large amount of a certain type of person. Like, it kind of seems like I've noticed over the years that like a lot of Friday the 13th fans sound like me, and you know, kind of that for whatever reason, Friday the 13th seems to bring out a lot of Southern folk. And it seems like Hellraiser, they bring out a lot of fucking weirdos and freaks, which is understandable considering, you know, what it's based on, pretty much bondage. And I love Hellraiser, but, and once again, this isn't all of them, but, you know, this, a large percentage of these fandoms, like The Walking Dead brings out a lot of moms and, like, older women for some reason. I don't know why that is. Nightmare on Elm Street kind of seems to be a mix of everything. It just seems like, you know, we're going into Halloween here, but I guess at the end of the day, if you look at all the fandoms of any franchise, they tend to bring out a lot of, you know, one kind of person.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, where would you classify these particular Halloween fans then? You've classified the rest of them, so go ahead and classify this particular group of Halloween fans then.
And, you know, I would say that with all these fandoms, what I said, you know, stereotyping them, I would say that's probably like 30 to 40% of them. So I would say that 30 to the Halloween fandom stereotype is douchebag, and that goes to about 40% of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a smaller percentage, but they have such a large amount of annoyance that it makes it seem like there's more than what there actually is.
Well, they're the loudest.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And like I said, I have tons of other acquaintances and friends that are huge Halloween fans. They don't fucking act like that. I don't see them spewing diarrhea all over fucking social media, just talking nonsense. So, yeah. Like I said, enough's enough. I just can't wait for the film to actually get here. We know it's not going to suck, but it would be funny if it did, if we got another resurrection and people were just like, what the fuck? But we know that's not going to happen. So, yeah, it would be funny if it did, but no worries on that. So, all right, let's move on to the actual film itself then and get away from the Tots drama. And we've had a second trailer come out, I think, about 3 weeks ago without Googling it. And here was my take on that. And after watching it, I watched it twice in a row because I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So my first thought was Terminator 2. I'm like, holy shit. Why am I reminded of Terminator 2? And of course, now why would that be, fellas? Nope, nobody.
Bueller. I'm not following. What is it about it that reminds you of Terminator 2?
Well, I guess the reason that I thought that was because of the arsenal in the house, and you have this older lady and she's gearing up and so on and so forth, and I almost feel like there's a Sarah Connor vibe. Does that make any sense?
Oh, okay, I'm tracking now. Yeah. I would argue that Jamie Lee Curtis is no Linda Hamilton, but
yeah, just the vibe of like there's this bunker of weapons, just like she goes to. I don't know. I felt this connection to one of the greatest films of all time, and that's T2. So that's a good thing because Terminator 2 is fucking awesome. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. I never really thought of that, but I totally see where you're coming from now. She knew he was out there, and you know he was still coming. Everybody thinks she's crazy and shit, but she was prepared. And yeah, that's it. I'm definitely gonna have to go back and rewatch it now and think of Terminator 2.
Yeah, it's like I said, I know that's why it all just kind of popped in my head. I'm like, holy shit! Now, why it did it that it was during the second time that I watched it, because the first time I'm like, what is this reminding me of? And we knew that it was something that she was waiting for. But then when you kind of see more footage and you see the cellar and the guns and everything, and it's like, what am I? There's something in my mind that is reminding me of another movie, and I don't know what it is. And then boom, it just fucking hit me. I'm like, Sarah Connor, holy shit. And yeah, so one thing that it's good, but then it's bad. And that is, I think that they've basically, and not that we didn't really know what was going to happen in this film anyway. Obviously, we know Michael Myers is going to show up. We know that there's going to be confrontation. So there's really not going to be a ton of spoilers per se. But I think that they really did throw out a lot of stuff there to give you an idea of exactly what we're going to watch. It's just a matter of who wins. And I don't know, would either of you agree, disagree on that? I don't know if they gave too much away or like I said, I mean, we already knew what was going to happen, but do you guys think that maybe they showed a little bit too much?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the first things that I thought. I was like, I really hope that this trailer isn't, you know, all the best parts of the film kind of put together. Definitely like the door scene or like him in the closet, you know, they've shown that everywhere. And it's, man, that would have been really a good surprise to see in the theater, you know, and not know it was coming. So hopefully they didn't give the whole film away in the trailer.
Yeah. And I guess back to the mask though. And I think it was you, Kent, that I seen make a comment somewhere about obviously the mask that we see in the movie. And you had made reference to that a 40-year-old latex mask would just be a gooey pile of shit. Like there's no way you'd even be wearing something like that. Was that correct?
Yeah, that was me. And anybody that's had anything to do with masks, all of us are well aware that I don't fucking care who made it. I don't care how thick it was pulled. That thing, after even just like 30 years, is going to be, it's just going to fall apart in your hands like fucking crackers. not going to be wearable at all. So them arguing over how accurate the mask would look under after 40 years is irrelevant, because in reality, it wouldn't even be, it wouldn't even exist.
Yeah, that's what I forgot to bring up earlier that I was going to mention, was for the people that were talking about what the mask would should look like or is supposed to look like, and your comment of it wouldn't even exist, period. There would have had to have been another one made, or you're going to see Michael unmasked or just whatever, because they're not going to be able to have the original mask from 40 years and just pull it out and dangle it in front of them. You know what I mean? Which I agree with you.
It would just be Michael walking around with a tuft of fucking hair sitting on top of his head.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say there'd probably be like, what, like one fucking eye hole and like a little bit of hair.
It would look like he was wearing a bad toupee, and that's not scary at all.
He'd look like one of those 90s trolls. The hair would be all stuck up. You know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly, yeah. And there wouldn't even be any latex. It would just be what was left of the hair just hanging on top of his head.
Oh my God, we're going to get slammed for that one. But that's the truth, though. If you want to get down to it, if they're talking like real timeline shit, you're not going to be able to pull out a 40-year-old latex mask and dangle it in front of Michael. And the fucking latex, as soon as he's holding it by the hair or whatever, the rest of it would just crumble out on the ground. Maybe he would just be holding the hair, you know.
Especially like, one that's been handled by police officers, and it's been on a murdering spree, and it's got Michael's facial oil all over it, and you know they haven't taken care of it because it's evidence.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's true. That's true. So, yeah, I just, before I forgot about that, I wanted to bring that up too. So, yeah, like I said, the Sarah Connor thing, I mean, I don't know. Whether you like the storyline, some of the other bitching that I keep seeing repeatedly is they shouldn't have ignored this, they shouldn't have ignored that. Well, here's the thing. They fucking did. So you're going to have to deal with it, and it is what it is. Now, I don't really have a problem with the route that they took it. Now, like I said, with Lori's character basically being prepared, I mean, if you think about, if you're a writer, now there's so many avenues that they could have went with this that there's really no right or wrong answer as far as the storyline goes, or whether you're going to ignore this film or that film. And being a direct sequel, I mean, it either works for you or it doesn't. For me personally, I think it works. Now, what I'm interested in seeing is really how, when I've watched a bunch of interviews with Jamie Lee, and I'm just really kind of, I guess what I'm waiting to see is to see the big picture of how it's affected her, because you know that it did for her to have the bunker and be waiting 40 years to kill him and blah, blah, blah. But I'm waiting to see how she brings that out in the actual character, because she kind of just seems almost like a paranoid Sarah Connor at this point. I know I keep referencing the T2, but yeah, I mean, thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think she's going to play unhinged. She's going to be a hermit. And that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be Sarah Connor, but like, unlike Terminator 2, she's not going to be in an institution. I think she's going to be the weird lady at the end of the street that all these people talk about, but nobody really knows or sees, you know.
Right, right. And it's like magically the bus, Michael's on the bus, and like we see in the trailer, and he escaped, and it's like it's a perfect storm, and I get it. 40 years later, and obviously another 10 years from now, I mean, who's to say that John Carpenter would be around, or even Jamie Lee for that matter? You never know what could happen in 10 years. So really, they're pretty much throwing it all in as far as I'm concerned with this film. And I don't think that John Carpenter would put his name on anything that he wasn't okay with. And some of the other names that are attached to it also, I mean, these are big name people, so they're not going to be bringing us some bullshit. I already know the movie's not going to fucking suck. You might not like the direction that they took it. You might not like the writing. You might think that Jamie's character should have done something else and they shouldn't have ignored the other movies, but they did, and they did it for a reason. So, like I said, I mean, I'm just glad that we got this film. Because look at all the bullshit going on with Friday the 13th. I mean, we'll be lucky if we get one of those anytime in the near future. And I'm just glad that we were able to get another Halloween. So, I mean, I'm looking at it in the big picture. And like I said, with all the drama and the other BS, it hasn't ruined it for me, but I'm really tuning it out over the next couple weeks. So that way I can just go in there and just enjoy the movie for what it is. So thoughts on that, Ben?
Well, I think the timeline and everything that they did with Halloween was just so kind of jumbled. You had, what was it, the Curse of Thorn or some shit in part six, and then they ignored that and they went to H2O. And then, of course, you know, Resurrection, good old Busta Rhymes, Rob Zombie. What were they going to do? So they had to ignore it, you know, and they did this with Chainsaw Massacre 3D, where it was just the sequel to the original. And I think that if this film hits, I think that's going to be the new trend in horror films. We went through the whole remake, but now, you know, we're going back to the original. Forget everything else, and this is part two. And I wouldn't be surprised if we get that with Freddy or Jason, you know, in the future, of course. But I'm really excited for this Halloween film. We all are, as horror fans. We, you know, we all love Michael Myers, of course. And they had to do what they had to do, like you said. They ignored it. Jamie Lee is back, and I think she is probably the only, you know, Laurie Strode, the only character in horror that can get away with this. We have her in the hospital, or wait, no, now she's a teacher in some college, or she dies in Resurrection, but nope, forget all that, and she's back, and we can go to the theater, and we can watch this, and it just, we believe her, because it's fucking Jamie Lee, our Scream Queen. Yeah. As a fan, though, shit, man, you know, they just did this 20 years ago, and they ignored everything, and said, believe this, this is H2O, and now it's, you know, forget that, believe this. And I think that does suck because we all grew up on the Halloween films. But like you said, I'm just excited to get another Halloween film, you know, and it's not the Rob Zombie route. They threw that shit out after part two, because again, how can you follow that? You know, where do they pick up after? Do they follow 4, 5, and 6, Resurrection? You know, what do they do? So I think that this was the best route that they can do. A nice clean slate, Carpenter, everybody's involved. It's going to kick ass, and I can't wait, man.
Yeah. Now, the one thing that I will say, when I first thought about them doing the 40th, 40 years later, and then when I heard that they're ignoring everything else, I'm like, oh, okay. But you would almost think, like, I kind of would have liked to have seen maybe the same incorporation, but not ignoring H2O. So she can still be holed up with her arsenal and her bunker and all that shit and not ignoring H2O. You see what I'm saying? So... obviously she has a son in that film and doesn't in this film. So to go that route would have been probably more appropriate, I think, because 20 years later, I mean, a lot of shit can happen in 20 years too. So, that's kind of the route that I expected them to go. So, but I wasn't surprised that they ignored that. Cause like you said, you know, forget about this. They'll tell you to forget about that. Ignore this, whatever. Nowadays you pretty much just have to watch shit objectively. Or and be glad that you have another film, or unless you want to be one of the hardcore people and just rip it apart, then I guess you're just going to be miserable every time you get something new. So, yeah, another thing that I noticed, Kent, and we did discuss on the last thoughts episode was the squad cars. Now, did you notice? And like I said, I think I was just being picky before, but they did kind of look ridiculous. And the sheriff's car that you see in the second trailer looks like a totally normal squad car. Did you notice that?
I did. Yeah, I noticed that as well. Maybe they listened to our podcast.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, it's not impossible, but obviously not likely. But that's the first thing I noticed when I seen the car. I'm like, oh shit. Why not the others? So that's like I said, that's nickel dick shit right there, but it did stick out to me. I'm like, holy shit, that actually looks like something normal. So what other thoughts you guys got going on between now and a few weeks when we can, or a couple weeks when we can actually watch it?
Well, I've got two things. One, I honestly, truly believe that this is the definitive end to the franchise. I believe that, and I believe this is where they're going with it. I believe John Carpenter gave birth to Michael Myers, and I think he has every intention of definitively killing him. And I believe that's what this movie is going to do. And two, how funny would it be if all of these trailers that we were getting and everything were bullshit, and you sat down in the theater and this was a sequel to Season of the Witch?
Oh, yeah. Well, you just never know these days. But yeah, it's as far as John Carpenter being able to say that's enough, Michael Myers. It's fucking over with. Yeah, I think that he would be the appropriate person to make that decision, but I don't want to see that happen. Now, I'm not going to say that I think it will or won't in this film, because here's the thing. There's always going to be legions of Myers fans and Halloween fans forever, even if we never got another film. But why cheat the fans out of that? And even if it is another 8, 9, 10 years between films, there's plenty of gas left in the tank, and there's no reason to leave the fans hanging. And just like with Nightmare, if we get another Nightmare film, the 2010 movie didn't do it for the fans. Obviously, Friday 2009, I'm going to speak on those two because we're talking about the top three horror franchises here. And it's going to probably, I know it's going to be longer than 10 years before, in between 2009 and to when we get another Friday film, if we do, but we all know that we're going to at some point in time. There's no way that they can just leave Jason and not capitalize on that, because there's money to be made there. So you have to look at it financially too. Why would you leave a juggernaut to die? So I'm going to say with all that, like totality, the circumstances, I'm going to say that this will not be the last Halloween. So, Ben, your thoughts on if this is the end of Michael?
Oh, no. You know, she came back in H2O and she chopped his head off. And I thought that was a great ending. Like, okay, Laurie Strode killed Michael. That was it. And nope. You know, he was back for Resurrection, which shouldn't even have been made with Busta Rhymes and all that. That didn't please any fans. You know, I left the theater disappointed. So no, that when there's money and dollar signs, they're going to keep it going. And this movie is going to make money, obviously. So I think, yeah, will we see Jamie Lee Curtis and John Carpenter and this, you know, Nick Castle and everything again? Probably not. But I think that if there's money, they're going to keep doing it. And Michael Myers is like, you know, along with Jason and Freddy and everything, they are the new Universal monsters. They're Frankensteins and Draculas, and they're always going to get movies, even if, like you said, there's 10 years in between it. I feel like they're just going to be standalone films now. You know, it's just like Dracula 2000 and all this other shit. You just watch the film and you're like, you just know that character. We don't need all the stories and sequels. They're not making sense in timelines anymore. They fucking have just completely thrown that out. When you watch a film, they expect you just to know who this character is. You know, they're icons now. So absolutely not. We'll see Michael again. I think it's funny Kent said something about Season of the Witch, because I think that at the end of this film, it's going to be great when we find out that this is the real Halloween 3. I think that this is going to take place after the hospital, and it's going to end with Jamie Lee Curtis in a car accident, and we're going to see a baby, Jamie Lloyd, and yeah, it's going to fix the whole timeline, man. It's going to be the real part 3 and lead into part 4.
Oh, you know what? I totally, that's my bad. I totally thought that when you said that, Kent, that you were thinking that they were going to play a total trick. Like, you think that, never mind. Okay. I see what you meant by that. I thought you meant when you said the real Halloween 3, I thought you meant something different. So my bad on that, but no. Okay. Yeah. You know, I agree with you. And that would be pretty cool to recontinue it. How, I guess what we would say would be the to redo 4, 5, and 6 essentially. And that would be great. I mean, that would be the right thing to do, even if they are 10 years apart.
No, I was saying that it would be funny if they were just trolling everybody with these trailers, and then all these Halloween fans sit down to see Michael Myers,
and he's just not in it.
Season of the Witch Part 2. With the
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, see, that's what I thought you meant. Okay, so yeah. Then you... Okay, all right.
Fucking Tom Atkins is in it.
Okay. Well, that's
what it starts out with, that commercial. That's how it, and everybody at once goes, wait a fucking minute. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought you meant. But then, okay. So, Ben, you thought that it would have been part 3, but with Michael Myers. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. At the very end, you find out, like, you know, Jamie Lee Curtis, Laurie Strode in part 4, I think she was killed in a car accident and all that. So, like, you know, it would end with her in the car accident when she fakes her death or whatever and goes on to H2O. But then, you know, Jamie Lloyd, Daniel Harris character, she's all there, and it could lead into 4. So then really forget Season of the Witch. You could watch, you know, part 1, 2. This would be the real part 3. But all know that's not going to happen because they're ignoring part 2, which sucks because that is one of my favorites, the hospital.
Well, yeah, but I can kind of see, because part 2 was very, I guess to me, it was a pretty basic film. Obviously she's in the hospital. Okay. So them ignoring that film, I didn't really have much of an issue with. But like you said about it being a standalone film, and that's just kind of how things are these days. That's pretty much how it is, no matter what you're going to watch, whether it be a Halloween film, whether it be another Friday the 13th or a nightmare film or just whatever for that matter, with the amount of years that has went by. And like I said, being 40 now with Halloween, the younger fans, like I said, there's enough substance there with the older fans that obviously Halloween is going to make a lot of money. There's no doubt. Now, is it going to make the kind of money it made? I don't know. I mean, I could see, I mean, could it do better? And it went off the charts. Yeah. But we don't see people talking about it like we do Friday the 13th and Halloween and Nightmare. So it's kind of surprising to see that it did the numbers that it did. But with Halloween and everybody that's attached to it, we're definitely going to see some sky high numbers, and it's going to attract younger fans. And those younger fans are going to want more films. And especially some of the fans that were fans of the original when they were younger, and they're going to watch this movie, they're anticipating it, and they're taking their children or grandchildren or whatever, depending on how old they are, who might not even really know who Michael Myers is. And now they're like, holy shit, what's this? And then that causes them to revisit the old movies. But then you throw in, when we're talking about money, it's shirts, it's figures, it's posters, it's all that shit that comes along with it. And if you get rid of all that stuff, I mean, that's a lot of money that you're letting go down the drain. But like I said, I just don't think it's going to be the end of Michael Myers, period. I mean, I see what you're saying, Kemp, but I just don't think that's going to be the end for him.
I just, I like the Halloween franchise. I just feel like this would be a fitting farewell to Michael Myers, seeing John Carpenter put him down. And, I mean, it would suck to not get any installments after this, but it would be one that I would be okay with in my heart. It would feel nice. It would leave me feeling okay with his departure.
Yeah. Well, if there were to be an appropriate time to put him down, this would definitely be it. But like I said, I just don't foresee that happening with all the outside circumstances. And I could be wrong. I could be wrong. So since we got a little bit of time left before we can watch it, so your thoughts might change between now and then, but what do you think we're going to see at the end?
I think that, now that Michael doesn't have the supernatural, you know, not even human element to him, I really believe she's going to put him down. I know that you guys don't agree with me, but I think that that's what this is leading to. I think that, or maybe even Lori, I think maybe they both might die. I think this will end where Lori and Michael both go down fighting each other, but they both go down definitively.
And Ben, your thoughts on that?
Man, I don't know. I really haven't even really thought about the ending scene. I hope that it's just a bloody fucking grunge match like Freddy versus Jason. But yeah, really, I think Jamie's gonna die. Well, Laurie Strode, Jamie Lee Curtis, I think she's gonna die along with Michael. Yeah, I think they're both gonna die. Yeah, that's I haven't thought about it much, man, really. I guess I'm just gonna check it out and see what happens and be surprised.
Yeah, that was my initial thought was after I watched the second trailer was they're both going to die. But that doesn't mean it's going to be the end. So if they both don't die, I'll be surprised, but I just have this gut feeling that that's how it's going to be, because obviously it's probably going to be, I don't know if that's not the case, then Lori probably dies, and then it opens up obviously for another film down the road. I mean, I'm sure you guys would agree with that.
Oh yeah, totally. As long as it doesn't end with her, you know, kissing him and falling like she did in fucking Resurrection. I don't think that they're going to do anything too extreme to Michael though. I think, you know, they're not going to chop his fucking head off like they did in H2O or something like that. So I think they'll definitely leave it open. I think I read somewhere that they already, you know, have, could all be rumored bullshit, but they already have the idea for the sequel and all that. So if this thing makes money, man, we're going to see a sequel definitely.
Well, it's absolutely going to make money. There is no doubt about that. And like I said, we'll, you know, shortly after the film hits the theater, we will be covering this again. So it'll be interesting to see what our thoughts are after that and kind of what we thought about the ending and everything. So with that in mind, anything else that you guys have to add before we wrap this up?
No, man, I got nothing. I'm just, I'm excited to get in there and see this movie.
Yeah, the second trailer was basically just a rehashing of the first one with a few more details, so there's really not a whole lot to discuss there. There was a few new things. I really loved that shot where obviously Michael walks in and they pay the tribute to H2 there. There's the ham on the counter and everything. Obviously, Michael goes in the garage first and then goes in the house, and obviously you know that he kills her, so that shot was just a great tribute to the original, I thought. So I think we're going to see plenty of nods in there, and there were some other cool little things in there too, but nothing really to speak of as far as what we already knew, that they were ignoring the rest of the films. And obviously it's going to be a Laurie versus Michael. You know that as soon as they announced it and that Jamie Lee was attached, you already knew it was going to be a Laurie versus Michael at some point. So like I said, I don't they gave away a lot of information, but being that we knew pretty much what the plot was going to be anyway, I don't think that they gave too much. But like Ben said, I hope that all the good stuff wasn't really revealed in the trailers. So I guess we shall see in a few weeks. So Ben, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap this up?
No, man, I think we covered it all. Really just waiting it out, excited to see it. It's cool as a horror fan to, you know, to see all the publicity, the posters, the billboards. It's cool to take all that in, and I'm excited. Yes, they did ignore everything, but like you said, the nods, we're going to see a lot of them. You were talking about the Mrs. Elwood, I think, shot where they go in and the ham and all that. There's also the one where he's walking and kind of bumps into the trick-or-treater, just classic Halloween scenes. I feel that this has a lot more than Rob Zombie, definitely, but more than H2O. It really, this does feel like we're back in, you know, real Haddonfield. So that's exciting to take in, but really, man, can't wait to check it out and definitely come back here and talk about it with you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're talking about the Elrod scene. So with the famous Elrod knife and all those replicas out there, which I do not own one of those. So that's something I still want to add to the collection at some point, but yeah, I'm like I said, I'm looking forward to adding some of the new collectibles. Obviously, there's going to be convention appearances. We're nearing the end of convention season. The 40th Halloween show in Pasadena, that's obviously coming up in October. We've got a couple other shows, most notably probably Days of the Dead Chicago coming up. They haven't announced that many guests yet, but there could be somebody from the new film there. We'll just have to see what they announce later on. But yeah, I mean, just adding new posters to the collection, new figures and stuff. And definitely excited for that, and obviously excited to see the new film. So, yeah. So other than that, I think we pretty much covered everything. Like I said, this was just to kind of mash up what we talked about last time, just to kind of see if our thoughts changed and so on and so forth. So other than the small things, which we won't even bother with because we'd just be nitpicking and just taking up time and space, we'll just leave it at that for now. So you will hear back from us again after October the 18th. We'll give it a little bit of time just for everybody to kind of do their thing. There's going to be tons of reviews on it. Obviously, it's going to be huge, huge, huge. And one thing that I will throw out there, I'm sure you guys probably have watched some of the YouTube bits out there where people are pointing out things that you might have missed in the trailer. I know you guys have probably watched a couple of those, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All the Easter eggs, the 10 things you may have missed. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I watched a couple of those, and I was like, there was nothing there that I guess learned, but I could see somebody who's not as big of a fan, they probably would have been like, oh, okay, cool. So you got to throw that on top of all the other stuff going on out there where people are really trying to give out more information. It's just kind of like pretty soon, obviously I don't think we're going to get any more info between now and the release date, but at the rate they were going, I was like, damn, we're not going to have, I'm going to walk in the theater. I'm pretty much going to know exactly what goes on. All the good scenes are going to be there, like you said. So I was hoping that they really calmed it down. And I think that's what it'll be between now and the 18th. So Yep, October 18th. Get your asses out there and watch the new Halloween, and we will talk about that shortly after. But that wraps up another episode of Death Curse Radio, so please rate and review wherever the hell you listen to the show at. Check us out on Facebook at Death Curse Radio or our website, deathcurseradio.com. Just another reminder, too, that show shirts are still available at slasher-tees.com. And if you have custom orders or anything in mind, you can hit up owner James Amaral. He is a huge horror fan and is taking custom orders, too. So definitely hit him up if you have any shirts in mind. It is the perfect season, obviously October and Halloween, so a perfect time to stack up on some horror shirts. This episode was brought to you by Halloween 2018. Until next time.
Evil lurks in the mind of a bad man.
This is the end, friend.
Your suffering will be legendary, even in hell. Not the prime time, bitch.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
Candyman.
Eternal.
Because I've seen enough horror movies to know any weirdo wearing a mask is never friendly.
That is better.
I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Some strange idea.